I don't know who this is for. It may be for you. It may even be for me. But it's for somebody. So tune in. Wow, you should really be proud of yourself. That took a lot for you to share that. The fact that you are here and you are sharing this is amazing. I'm so proud that you decided to do this with me. Listen, healing takes time. We probably die unhealed, but as long as we start doing the work.
I am so excited, y'all, that y'all have decided to join me on my very first podcast. I don't know who this is for. And I'm serious. I don't know who this is for because it could be for you. It could be for me. But we're going to do this. And I'm so excited that this is my first episode and I decided to do it with my oldest daughter, my first child, Gabby. We're going to get right into it. But before, y'all already know how much I love God. Okay, so I'm going to start this off with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for today. God, I thank you for allowing me to use this platform. God, I thank you so much for instilling gifts in me to bestow upon the world. God, I thank you so much for allowing me to hear you. I thank you for never leaving me nor forsaking me. God, I thank you so much for always covering me. And I thank you so much for what is about to happen in this interview. I feel like I will be healed from this interview. I feel like Gabby will be healed from this interview. And I feel like moms all over will get to see a different perspective of their teenager. In your mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, look, okay. So I do ask my guests, are there anything off limits? Are there anything's off limits? And you said that you don't want me to call you one of the names that I've called you since you were little. Is that still a thing?
Well, I want it to be natural. So if it comes natural to you and it just slips out, then it's cool.
Okay, so tell the people your name and tell them how old you are.
Hi, everybody. I'm Gabby. And what was it? Oh, I got to tell them how old I am. Yeah. Oh, I'm 13.
I cannot believe that you are 13. I always look at videos of you when you were a little baby because, as people know, I've talked about this publicly, you didn't speak until you were three, like say actual words until you were three. And so I have so many videos of you when you were younger that are just so cute. And I always look at them because I like to reflect on a time where it was just you and I. And, you know, sometimes I do forget about how it was when it was you and I, because now we have Royal, and everybody know how Royal is. And so she come into the place and just commands attention. So I still want to do that. But why do you think I wanted you to be my first guest?
I really don't know, because I was honored to be the first guest because, you know, I'm not really in the industry like y'all. Like, I'm not in the public eye as much. So the first thing that kind of came to mind is, oh, she wants me to be the first guest for something different for the podcast. Like, oh, she's the first guest and I'm never on like the screen. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I thought of. And then I thought of, oh, then you told me the plot of the whole podcast, and I thought that like it was like a conversation type of thing, and you just wanted an open and honest conversation that was raw and natural and also funny, because I think we're very funny together.
You're hilarious. Yes, you are hilarious. You're absolutely right. I wanted you to be my first guest because, as I also talked about publicly, in my insecurities of being a mom sometimes, how I mess up and how I'm not aware of how I mess up sometimes and how I'm not aware of how appreciated I am. And so I wanted it to come straight from you. I wanted you to be completely honest. I wanted you to be completely transparent about our differences, because Lord knows we have our differences. And we have our times where we are not communicating well with each other. So I really wanted to just, you know, talk about that. So how are you feeling today? How are you feeling about being here? You said that you're not used to being in the limelight, but you've really been in the limelight since you were born, because your father is, he's not actively rapping, but your father was a huge rap artist in the DMV area. So he was always in the limelight. and always took you to the studios with him. I was always in the limelight, you know what I'm saying? And then now Black, you know, he's always in the limelight. So people always knew who you were. So how do you feel like today by being here? Are you nervous? Like, what is your feeling right now?
I'm not nervous. I feel like this is a good chance for people to really know, like, how I act, because we were talking about this the other day. I was like, why don't people, like, act the way they act towards you when they see me in public? And he was like, because you do not give off the energy that you want to be approached. And I was like, I really hope people don't think that I'm just like that all the time. I just got that resting
bitch face.
Yeah. I just don't. And then when we in public, I don't really be wanting to be there. So I just be like,
my mom dragged me here.
They just be like, hi, how you doing? But then to you and Royal, they be like, what's up? And I be like, oh my God.
Yes, you always look like Yikes. That. I think because, remember you asked me not to post you on social media anymore? And so I honored your wish and I stopped posting you, because I used to always post you on social media, like all the time. Your funny clips, when you would say funny stuff, like the funny videos I have in my phone, I would constantly post those on social media. And you would be like, mom, when you start, I think you were probably 11, maybe 10. And you were like, could you please stop posting me on social media? All my teachers know you at school and blah, 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 blah. And so I stopped posting you. But people have not forgot about you. You know what I'm saying? So now when people see you, they be like, oh my God, Gabby, she's gotten so big, because they're used to seeing you nug size. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just, it's, but they don't, I think they, you're right. They don't know how to approach you, because you be like.
And that's not how I be acting, I know. Y'all. I really wanted to get on here so y'all see how, I really act. Like, this is how I normally act. Majority of the time.
Yeah.
And don't mind my resting
bitch face.
Yeah.
You want to say it so bad.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
the
I don't.
Other day when you came in my room and you were about to go to school. No, we were about to go to bed.
About to go to sleep.
Yes. And you were like, I said, y'all, come on, y'all. This for tomorrow's Friday. It's the last day of school. Last day of the week to go to school. And you said, this is about to be some bull. I said, what did you say? You said, you heard me. I said, oh my God. You want to curse so bad. Okay, so you know, I've been fasting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you see a difference in me since my fast? What do you see? So what have you witnessed that I've been doing during my fast? What have I taken away and all of that stuff? Like the main things.
Well, you stopped drinking for your sobriety and all of that. And I think that's a really good thing, because, you know, I'm oblivious to all that stuff. Yeah. So I didn't even know that you were struggling with that. I thought it was just because, you know, the whole family partakes in that. So I'm just like, oh, you just doing what the whole family doing, not even realizing that, like, all that's like all the stuff that be going in your head, the reason behind it. Like, you see, like, people who are addicted to alcohol and drugs on TV, and you don't even think to realize that you could be, because you were high functioning. Yeah. So it's not like you would be tweaking out or anything like that. So it literally went past my mind. And just seeing how you like changed, how you're looking forward to the days, even if nothing's going on. Yeah. Like, just like the way you act now. It's just nice to see, because like I said, I'm oblivious to all of it.
Yeah.
And I don't, are you about to start crying?
I something is happening.
Oh my, I ain't been saying nothing.
I know, but something is happening. Just go ahead on, Nicka, so please. Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So it's just nice to see you with that aspect, like your sobriety. And I'm just really proud of you. Like, you getting through the day and you not even thinking about it. Like, you may be thinking about it. I don't know what goes through your head, but you just seem so much more bright. And it's like, you just, like, even if you're dead tired, you don't even act like how you used to be tired when you would drink. So
how would I used
like,
to act?
You would be like so muggy, and it would just be like, you would make it clear that you weren't having the best day and you were tired, but it just seems like it would be like towards everybody. So like it seemed like you would be mad at everybody, even though you said more than once that I'm not mad at y'all. But it just seemed like that with the things that you were saying, it just be like, whoa, like what? Mm-hmm. But then like I said, I'm just really proud of your sobriety and all of that. And with you, with the fasting thing, I've seen y'all go through many different things. Yeah. Like, y'all were vegan for 3 to 4 months. And y'all were vegan. And that didn't stick. Like I said, 3 to 4 months.
And then, that's a shot at black. I know what it is.
That's why I looked at that. But, and then I've seen y'all, like, do little diets and stuff. But this seems different. This seems like y'all, like you said before, it's like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's like you fast, but you don't, well, you're, like, eating healthy, but you can't even tell. It's like, this is what it's supposed to have been this entire time. And it's just like, it's like you found your element of cooking, like just your element, and it's like you enjoy it. So it's not like it's a chore. So that makes you more happy. Yeah. Like you're like, okay, I'm getting rid of this weight that I've been trying to get off and I've been insecure about, and I'm not like dreading doing it. I'm not dreading going to the gym. I'm not dreading eating this food because it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
And everybody's been supporting you. Well, they always support you, but I feel like before it would feel like it's a chore. That's why it would go on and off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this just seems like a lifestyle. I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
And black.
One of the, you know, you gotta add him in there because he's gonna be thinking, I did it too. One of the reasons that I stopped, that I had to stop drinking, is because I always felt like guilty when you would see me pouring a glass of wine or something. And you may not have felt that, but
I really didn't.
Yeah, it just was my own conscience. You know what I'm saying? Like if you would come downstairs and you would see me pouring a glass of wine, sometimes this is how I knew it had to end. I would start pouring my glass of wine or my glass or whatever it would be in the pantry. I would pour it while the alcohol is in the pantry so that when it comes out, it just looks like I have a cup of something. You know what I'm saying? And it even happened with Royal too. So you two were a big contributing factor to me, you know, taking a road to sobriety.
Mm.
It's not an easy one because I've been drinking literally since I was 9. Like sneaking grandma and grandpa's beers, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize how addicted I was until I started sneaking, drinking, and hiding. And one time Black caught me and I'm like, this is crazy. This is like an addict for real. You know what I'm saying? And so I just wanted to, you know, get your feedback on that.
Let me say one more thing.
Go ahead. Say whatever you
say. Your insecurities about a mother. And I was listening to you, and that just shows how good of a mother that you really are. Because like I said, addicts and all of that, they put their fix before the ones that they love. So they don't even care if their children or their loved ones see them doing whatever. They just like, hey, I'm going to do it. But then you were like, I need to stop because they seeing it, and I didn't even care. But people could be begging them. To like their children could be begging, like, please stop. And they'll just be like, okay, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, they're just back at their same routine.
Yeah.
And I didn't even care. I didn't even say anything to you about it. Cause like I said, I'm oblivious to all of it.
Yeah.
And you still were thinking about me and my mental health and seeing you do it, even though I wasn't even thinking like that. So that just shows that it was totally different.
Yeah.
And it's not the same. It clearly wasn't the same. Than other, you know, addicts or people fighting with their sobriety. Yeah. And you have nothing to feel insecure about in that aspect, like with your sobriety and your children, because you thought about your children and that's one of the main contributing reasons why you stopped.
Yeah, absolutely. I love y'all so much. I really do. I knew that I wanted to be more present for y'all. You know, you're about to be in 8th grade and that is huge. You know, you're about to go to high school. And I knew that drinking and sitting in depression would not be good for you. You know, I wouldn't be able to be there for you, have conversations with you like we have. And I knew that I had to have a clear mind, you know what I'm saying? Because I want you all, I want to shorten y'all learning curve, you know what I'm saying? I really want to, I know you're going to go through your own stuff, but it fucking scares me that you're going to go through stuff. And I don't want you to go through things that I went through. So before I get into that, because I wanted to share something with you that's really dark and heavy, so that you can understand why I do some of the things that I do that I've never shared with you before. And I wanted to take this time on the podcast to do it. I just wanted to do that. So how do you feel about our relationship, me and your relationship?
I feel like we're in a good place, because I just, like, compared to last year, I made a huge growth change.
You did.
And even before that, we just, like, had a really good, like, relationship. Even with all of the stuff that I would go through,
yeah,
we would still find each other throughout something. Like, it would be like I would do something wild and you would be like, what are you doing? And then I would be like, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. And then we would just like laugh about it, or you would be like, that was wild. And I'm like, it was kind of wild. And then it's just like we just find each other through certain things, like with our humor, and we laugh in the car, and we go on errands together sometimes, because I don't like to leave the house. But when I do leave the house and we go on errands, it's fun. And like we just have a really open relationship, and I feel like that's really good, because I know a lot of my friends are like, I wish like my mom was as present as your mom, because there's things I want to tell her and I don't even get the chance to, because she's busy. She don't want to hear it. She say it's because of my phone. All of, like, she don't even take into account what's going inside my head and how I'm, like, losing myself. And I'm like, dang. And it just it makes me feel like I take it for granted, because I've been, this has been the routine since I was a baby. Like the things that she would say to me, like shortening your learning curve, she's been saying that to me since I was 5, and I would be like, what does that even mean? Like, what is she talking about? And then I'm finally learning what it means now.
Yeah.
Like, she's been saying these things to me. Like, you've been saying these things to me for such a long time. And I feel like I take it for granted, because I'm like, I'd be, like, in my room upset, and I'm like, I got somebody out there that could listen to me, even if she's doing something else, and she could talk to me, and I take it for granted, because I know you won't, like, be like, I don't got time for this right now. I'm so tired. I don't got time. Like, you would never do, even if you are tired. And it's just, like, I feel like we have a really good relationship, and I feel like way more grateful in the future when I'm going through stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going through the motions, and then I'm realize what you would say to me, and I'm like, oh my God, imagine if she never said this to me. Yeah. I would be messed up right now.
Yeah. That Lord Jesus, that I knew I would be emotional, but it's so crazy, because I feel like I'm not present enough. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's just me being hard on myself, and me being like super overprotective, and me trying to protect you from just getting into things that I got to get up. That's my own trauma. You know what I'm saying? That's my own trauma. And sometimes when you come and talk to me, that's why I ask you, is this something that you want me to listen to, or do you want my advice? Because I know as soon as I give you my advice, you're going to start making faces, and your body language going to change. And then so I've gotten to that place, because I've realized sometimes you don't need me to give you advice. You just need a soundboard. You know what I'm saying? And some days I am really, really tired. But as you said, because I stopped drinking, I have more patience, even if I am tired. You know, and I'm only tired at night now. I'm not tired when I come and pick you up from school. You notice, I'm like, I don't be like, oh, I'm so tired. I probably say that maybe once or twice out of the week. I'll be like, oh, I'm a little tired. But it's nothing like it was before. I will be tired all day. You know what I'm saying? And so me making time and creating space to hear you is very important to me because I am your person. You know what I'm saying? I know you have your dad and you have Black, but I am your mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is my responsibility to make sure that you have life lessons and that you understand, you know, what's going on in the world and how things can end up if you do things a certain way. Though I know you're going to do it your own way. You know, you're going to make your own decisions. But as a mom, it's my responsibility to protect you and to give you life lessons that I've had. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you feel like you can talk to me. I'm glad that you feel like our relationship is a good relationship. I know sometimes I blow you. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me, I want you to tell me, like, when do I blow you?
Okay. So sometimes when I would be doing something or, like, let's say, like, I'm supposed to clean the kitchen, right?
Oh, Lord.
Or not even just that, but, like, just anything. She'll check me, right? And it'll be like, okay,
you talking like we got audience. She'll check you. Like, I'm telling y'all, let me tell them what you do. But go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Rock
like,
out.
You'll check me, right? Me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, okay. But then you'll keep going. And I'm like, okay. And then you'll just keep going. So then I'm like... Oh my God. And that's when I be looking to the sky or just like staring, like not giving you eye contact because I'm just like, young. Like, stop yapping. She just keep going. And I could tell that she bringing other stuff into it. And I'm just like, I was the, I don't know what the phrase is, but
you,
I was
you
the.
You caught
thing.
The stray.
Yeah, I was the one who did the last thing that got on your last nerve at the worst time. I was the last thing. All day people been getting on your nerves, and I just did one little thing. In retrospect, wasn't that big of a deal, but she been dealing with stuff all day, and it's always been to the people that she can't take it out on. So then she take it out on me, and I'm like,
like, why didn't you clean your room? Why didn't you?
And then she'll be walking out and she'll still be talking about it after she talked to me for 5 minutes straight. She keep repeating the same thing. Then she'll walk out and still be talking. Oh my God. Damn. And I'm just like,
okay, mom.
I'm just like, all right. Then she'd be like, don't shut me up. And I'm like, please. I'm like, okay.
If there was anything that you would change about our relationship, if you could, if a magic genie came and said, what would you change about your mom's relation, you and your mom's relationship? What would it be and why?
I would feel less ashamed to talk to you about certain things, like less ashamed and less like embarrassed to talk to you about certain things. Cause I'll talk to you about something, I'll be so nervous. Like I'll be thinking about it for days and I'm just like, I gotta tell somebody and I can't tell this person cause they gonna give me all this crap. And I can't tell this person cause they just not gonna get it. And I can't tell this person cause they gonna wanna take it into their own hands and they gonna wanna do something about it. And I'm just like, I gotta tell my mom, but I'm just like, that's embarrassing. I can't do it. So I would remove the embarrassment and the shame of certain things because, like I said, in retrospect, it's not that big of a thing. Yeah. Like, once I get through it, I'm like, why was I doing all that for this little thing? When I'm on the other side of it and everything went the way it was supposed to go, it may not be the way I wanted it to go, but it's over now. I don't have to keep wondering what if this, what if that, because the what ifs be keeping me up at night. What if, oh my God, what if this and this and this happened? Oh my God, I can't do it.
The what ifs keep me up at night. That is real good because that is so true. I think that a lot of adults will resonate with that because the what ifs do keep you up at night. Like it is, but once you realize that, like you said, it's not that big of a deal, or God got this. God got this. He gonna handle this. That was his promise to me, that he was gonna handle this. You know what I'm saying? Then the what ifs become, it is what it is. And you are able to rest and go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm praying that your what ifs turns to it is what it is. And that without the magic genie, just with God and prayer and him working miracles, that you don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. Mm. We've talked about some things that could be embarrassing, but I'm your mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts with me and it ends with me. Like, what you tell me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it stays with me, especially when it's personal stuff about women stuff and growing up and how your body changes. That stays with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm a get on Instagram and hey, da 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 da, and guess what? Get like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not gonna happen. So even with boys and stuff, you know, I know that you don't feel uncomfortable talking to me about it, but I think when things don't go the way you want it to go, then you feel uncomfortable talking to me about it. But then you have no choice to talk to me about it, because then something happened and you like, how do I handle this? You know what I'm saying? So it's just good to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a dope ass mom. Like, even though I have my insecurities, I'm dope. I'm gonna give you good advice. What I will say is I'm not so dope that I allow you to do a lot of stuff. And the reason I don't allow you to do a lot of stuff is because I, like I said, of my own trauma, the things that, you know, I deal with, you know what I'm saying? And so you always say, oh my God, you're so overprotective. Like, you're so overprotective. And why do you think the worst? Why do you always think, like, say, what are some of the things that you say to me when I'm in that zone?
Okay. So you'd be like, I would want to go outside, right? And then you would be like, I don't know. And I'd be like, you don't know what? I'm going outside. And I have my phone. I got my Apple Watch. I got everything on me. Like, what's there to what if? And then you'd be like, I don't know. And then you'd be like, okay. And then you do this face and you just like, you just be so worried. And then like, the other day, the nose ring thing.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Because you want to get a nose ring.
I want to get a nose ring. And then, like, second piercings, like, in my ear. And then, like, crop tops. Like, some pants I can't wear. I can't wear crop tops. And it's just, like, because I see other kids doing it, and I'm just like, why can't I do it? Like,
so I'm going to share a story with you.
Okay.
I've never shared this story with you, and I don't think that I've shared this story publicly. The other night, Friday night, actually Saturday morning, like around 4 o'clock, you know, I was going to do walk and talk, and I was trying to prepare for this interview with you, for this conversation with you. It's not really an interview, this conversation. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And because I'm not drinking, I am remembering a lot of things that has happened to me, right? And so this vision came and it was so clear, and I can hear everything. I can see everything. And I was 13 years old, and I was going to see this boy, and he was way older than me, way older. And he picked me up. He drove. Mind you, I was 13. He was about 18 or 19. Nobody knew that I was going with him. When he picked me up, I thought we were just like going to get, I asked him to take me to McDonald's. That's the truth. I asked him to take me to McDonald's. He said, okay. When I got in the car, we drove right past McDonald's. And I'm like, where you going? That's McDonald's. And he's like, you're not going to McDonald's. And he took me to an empty parking lot. And he grabbed me out of the passenger seat and threw me in the back seat. And he raped me. And I know that I just decided to forget about that, so I didn't have to deal with that. And it was the way he raped me that was very terrible. It was very, very terrible. And those type of things scare the hell out of me. Because I was your age, and I never shared this with anybody. So this will be the first time that grandma or anybody will hear this. And I was just thinking, like, oh my God, this cannot ever happen to Nukaso. And I didn't tell anybody. I kept that with me, and I dealt with that as a 13-year-old. And I just, at that time, I knew, you know, not that time, but when I had this vision, I, like, opened my eyes, and I was just like, am I supposed to share this with Gabby? You know what I'm saying? And I got the download that I had to share this with you so that you understand, like, why I am the way I am about. And I'm not saying it's your fault. What you wear is not, does not give someone permission to touch you. That's not what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't give someone permission to invitation to your body. That's not what that is. But I think my trauma translates. If she doesn't dress like this, someone won't feel like they can violate her. If she doesn't get this nose ring, then she won't look older. You already are very shapely because I'm your mom. You know what I'm saying? And so you're going to be shapely. And so I think those type, and that's just one incident of a lot of things that has happened to me that are very traumatic that happened to me when I was young. And so I just wanted to share that with you so you kind of understand why I'm extremely overprotective of you going outside. You know, I always be like, watch if somebody car following behind you. And it's not me being paranoid. Well, it may be, but I just don't want anything like that to happen to you. And so I wanted to share that with you to kind of give you some insight on some of my thoughts. So, yeah. I know that was a lot. You don't have to respond to it if you don't want to.
Well, I know, you know, sometimes you feel like I internalized. I will not internalize this. A lot of things that people tell me, I'm not desensitized to it, but it don't really faze me like that. Mm-hmm. It didn't faze me. It just gave me clarity. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to, like, cry or anything. Oh, my God, you. Because mm-hmm. that was a terrible thing that happened to you. But you're 39 years old. I'm not saying you're past it. But it's not like I'm going to sit here and cry about it and be like, oh, my God. Like, no. But I do have clarity now. Because before, I was just like, oh, my God, why won't they let me do anything? Like, yeah. And, seeing my friends do it. But now I understand why you are the way you are. That doesn't mean I still don't want to do the certain things absolutely. That I do.
Yeah.
But I understand why not. So I won't keep bugging you and asking you about it because it may be triggering and you may be like, I don't want you to do it.
I'm working on my triggers. You know, I'm working on my trauma and I'm working on being able to. I still don't want you to spend a night over nobody else's house like that. I can't get past that, you know, because things happen to me when I spend a night over people's houses. That are similar. And I just can't get past that. You know what I'm saying? I just can't get past that. So, yeah. All right. So on to something else. You have your dad has been active in your life since you were born. He has not missed a beat with you. Your dad has been extremely present. And now, you know, you have black in your life and black is extremely present. The other day I was riding with Royal from school and she was like, Mama, Gabby is lucky and blessed. I said, why? No, she said, my sister is lucky and blessed. I said, why you say that? She said, because she has two dads. I said, how you know that? She said, because I know she has my dad and then she has Bear, her own dad. And that made me think, I wonder how you and I have never really talked about how you feel having two men in your life that don't play about you, and that you have your father and then you have your bonus dad. So how does that feel to have that level of support?
It's when you say it like that, it makes me get more insight or more, like, I understand it more. But this has been me since I can remember. Mm-hmm. So it's just like normal. Any other thing. So, like, two Christmases, yeah. Two birthdays, two everything, so many people showing up for things. That's just been my life for the longest time.
You're blessed. You're very blessed. Okay, so let me know. Tell me the difference with, like, how they parent you. Okay. What's the difference between how your dad parents you? So let's start here. What is your father name programmed in your phone?
It's just dad.
Okay.
Now.
What is black programmed in your phone?
The lesson man.
Okay, so tell me the difference in the way that they parent you.
My dad, how he parents me, it's not the average dad experience you would experience, because I don't see him every day. Yeah. So whenever we're together, we try our best to not, like, majority of the time we just be, like, it's just fun all the time, because I only see him for 2 days out of the week. So it's just like we just be watching TV, laughing at TikToks, laughing at Instagram Reels, laughing at things that happen, just laughing at everything. Like, y'all don't understand. The car ride from my mom's house to my dad's house is a mixture of me venting about the week.
Exactly.
Me venting about the week, how I feel, us laughing at random stuff. Mm-hmm. Him getting mad at the road rage, us figuring out what we want to eat. Just, it's a mixture of all that. So it's just like a really fun thing.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of funny memories with my dad. Mm-hmm. But he also gives me good advice. And he's been saying to me a lot now, he's like, for most of your life, I was the fun dad. Yeah. And now you growing up. And you do certain things, so now I gotta check you. And it throws me off, because I'm like, hey, you supposed to be my bro, and now you lecture? Like, just vibe. And I'm like, twin. Like, and he's like, I gotta tell you, I know, I gotta tell you this, though. And I'm just like, so I just be sitting there, and he's just like, I know that you feel that I don't supposed to say anything, because I just been laughing with you this whole time, but that was wild.
Exactly.
So, and I'm just like, all right. Black. Man.
Okay, so let's start here. When Black and I first started dating, you did not like Black.
No.
You cried every time you saw him, and you did not let up on him. I think you started to, and he was very respectful of how you felt, but that did not keep him away. Like, he still came around. It didn't make him feel any type of way. And then suddenly y'all just became like really, really close. Really close. Black became, okay, so go ahead. Now you say, which I'm not going to say it. You say your relationship with Black.
For a long time, or like still now, it's like, I don't even know. He's like my professor almost. Cause he, like I said, he always giving me lessons, always like, you know, I love you, right? That's how I know. As soon as I tell him, you know, I love you, right? I already know I'm about to get a lecture. But it's just like, we chill, we vibe. I annoy him a lot.
Yes.
But that's just like
y'all relationship.
That's just like my thing. Mm-hmm. And we just get along. We debate. It's just
constantly.
Like, yeah. All right. Okay. It's just like a thing now. He's just like, that's Black. Like, yeah. It's just like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I don't mean to like undercut it. It's just like, it's just been such a normal thing. I can't even describe it. Like, he lives with me. So it's like,
he lives with me.
It's almost like he's not my bonus dad or stepdad. He's like a older, he's like a, I don't even know, like a uncle, a cousin. I don't even know. Like,
no, he's not an uncle or cousin, not married to your mom.
But
I think you look at Black like just family.
Yeah.
Like family. It's not like he's a bonus dad. He's somebody who's supposed to be in your life. He's always there.
And like, it doesn't feel forced. Like,
yeah.
Like me taking pictures with him, it's not like anything like,
oh, that's my stepdad.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's not like that at all. It's just like, that's Black.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to take a picture with Black. I'm about to go to the store with Black.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that's Black. I don't even know what to say about it, really.
I think that you and Black have a really good relationship. I feel like it started off how, like, you and your dad, Black was just always having fun with you. And then he seen you getting older, and then he became your professor. The lesson man, he lectured you, because I think it was some level of fear associated with it. Like, Gabby is not little Gabs anymore. She is getting older. You know, she's growing up and all of this. And so I think that he started to feel like, all right, I gotta start giving her life lessons. Because
so then for a long time, I kind of got used to it now, because. Mm-hmm. But when it first happened, which I don't know, I was like 11.
You was very uncomfortable.
I was 11. And I was like, oh my God, there's three people lecturing me now. I remember I was telling this to grandma. I was like, there's three people lecturing me now. She was like, what do you mean, Nook? And I was like, there's my mom. But she's been on my case since I came out. So that's not even anything new. Then it's Black. Then it's my dad. So now it's just everybody on my case. And I'm just like, young. Like, I say one thing, and then it's like a whole convo, and it's just them telling me, like, I can't say that.
We call a whole family meeting.
For
so
real.
Everybody's
ganging up on me. I'm like, oh, my God. There ain't nobody on Gabby's side.
No, everybody is on Gabby's side. But everybody, we have to be on one accord. And one of the things I am blessed to have is a good relationship with your dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't always that way. It has not always been great. And so we are a team, me, your dad, and Black. We are a team because we are responsible for you. It, like I said, it starts and ends with me. It really starts and ends with all three of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way you feel about Black, I'm sure he feels the same about you, but he doesn't look at you as a bonus daughter. He doesn't say my bonus daughter. He says my daughter. And when we make life decisions, it's the kids, the girls. You know what I'm saying? It's not, oh, just Royal and Gabby. It's the girls. It's like
collective.
Yeah, we're a family. Even though we're blended, because by society standards, we're a blended family. But us, we're just family. You know what I'm saying? There's no divide in who we are.
Mm.
So I just wanted to get your take on that.
I want to ask you a question.
What?
What, for a long, like, when did it become, oh, I'm like friends and cool with your dad? Like, what was the change from, oh, we just co-parenting to, oh, like, I know it's co-parenting the whole time.
Yeah.
But when did it become like, oh, we just co-parenting to, I like rock with you, like, we cool?
So I think your father has always been a really good friend of mine. And I told you this before. Your father, I've never looked at your father as a bad person. He just made bad decisions when we were together, right? And then when we split, it wasn't a good split. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't good at all. And it was just hard trying to raise you together and we weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so any little thing would set him off, or especially since I had moved on. So any little thing would set him off, and we argued so much about the dumbest things, and we couldn't get to a place where we were cordial, right? We would just hand you off to each other or whatever. But what stopped it for me was I started this thing called Queen's Empowerment Hour, right? It was a Bible prayer call in the morning. And so I would do a prayer call in the morning. I had about 70 women on the call. We would do it Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. And then I started to do the Bible study. But before I started to do the Bible study, I went to Black and I said, God is telling me that I have to pray for Bear. And he was like, okay. So the time that I was spending with the Queen's Empowerment prayer call, I stopped doing that and I would get up and I would pray for your dad. And I did that for about 1 or 2 years. And one night your father called me in an uproar about a spirit, like a spirit that he felt. And after that, your father and I, it just, the arguing stopped. Like, just completely stopped. We start being cordial. We start asking each other, how you doing? How you been? You know what I'm saying? Checking in with each other and stuff like that. Because my desire has always been for your father to be happy and whole. For your father to live a life of happiness and wholeness within and not seek it from a relationship or from anybody else, just for himself. And that's always been my prayer. Though we are not together, I still love him wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? I love him as a person. I love him as your dad. And I just want him to be happy, healthy, and whole for himself because he deserves that. And so those were my prayers. And I remember one time he told me, don't pray for him. Because I told him, I said, I've been praying for you. He told me don't pray for him. This is before your father got to where he is now, because he's in a great place now with his spirituality and everything. And I remember that. And I know we had a conversation about this a while ago. And he said, I don't remember telling you that. I said, you told me that. But we got to a place where it was more so like, we don't have to do this because we're not together. You know what I'm saying? We can still be cordial and nice and kind to each other. Because Gabby doesn't deserve to see us bickering and arguing. So I don't know when it started that we just became good again. But it just out the blue, once I started praying, I guess God worked a miracle. And then that's how it happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How does it feel to be a big sister?
Man, that's my evil twin. Man. It's like a different thing because I've always been the little sister. You know, my brothers and then Blake. Yeah. So I've always just been the little one, like little Gabby. But then it's like when y'all had Nugs, when y'all had Royal, it just, okay, so answer your question before I get all deep into it. It feels good. Like it feels like it's a different muscle to flex. Like. Yeah. I know y'all are her parents, but I feel a huge responsibility to her as well. And I don't know why this weekend's just been an eye-opener for me, even though I didn't do anything. But, like, I just feel a bigger responsibility towards her because I'm her sister. And like y'all always say, oh, she looks up to you. And I'm like, why? Like, why does she look up to me? And then I realize I'm like, and then, I'm doing so much, so then she sees it, and then, like, she's just like, I want to do it, too. And I'm just like, that's so annoying. Like, why does she want to do everything that I do? And then I'm like, and then I realize it's just because she just looks up to me because I'm the one that's in the house with her. I teach her right from wrong sometimes. I'm there. But it's easy to look up to me because when y'all be telling her to not do something, I'm always there. I'm like, it's okay. Like, it's not that big of, like, you need to fix it, but it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like, even though she's so young, like, I'm just that safe space for her. Like, when she be crying, she come into the room, she like, Gabby, they yelled at me. And I'm like, it's okay. And it just feels good to have someone, like, look up to me in that sense. And it just feels good to have a sibling, like, that's close to me, because you know my brothers, we're close, and we like have a good time, but they don't live with me, so it feels like they're not really my brothers. I mean, I care for them like they're my brothers and I love them like they're my brothers, but it just isn't the same like you and your brothers or Black and his sister or anyone else, it just doesn't feel the same. And for a long time, I felt like that. I'm just like, I just want a sibling for real, for real.
Yeah.
I want to be able to say, oh, yeah, that's my sister. And we chill and we hang out and we do stuff like that. And then she came and it's just like, that's my that's twin.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been? That's twin. Like, it's just like, I just feel really, it just feels good to have a sister. It feels good when I come home and she's like, Gabby, I missed you so much. You missed so much. And I'm just like, what did I miss, Nugs? So tired. What did I miss? She's like, oh my God, you missed so much. I can't believe you weren't here. You left me. It just feels really good to have a little sister. Because it's just like, and it's just crazy to see how I've grown. Because I was just talking to you about this in the car. Like, I feel, like, like I just said, I feel a responsibility to her. So then I start acting different. And then I'm like, what? Like, what did I just do? Like, that ain't even make sense. I would never do this in any other type of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I wasn't selfish before, but I just didn't have anybody else to look out for. Because I was the youngest, so everybody looked out for me. I looked out for myself, but now I look after her and out for her, and she looks out for me too. Yeah, so it's just like, it's just like, I love her so much.
You are a really, really good big sister. You are. And I know I could be really hard on you sometimes with the responsibility of being a big sister, and that's just me as being a parent, right?
And a sister yourself.
And an older sister myself. I've been an older, that's all I know. I don't know what it feels like to be the youngest. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it feels like to have had time with my parents for 10 years by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know that. And so all I know is how to be is a big sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a big sister to my brothers and sisters to this day. And I'll be 40 this year. And they all in their 30s. And so it's just, I know I'm hard on you, but you are a really good big sister. You really, really are. Royal loves you so, so much. Oh my gosh, she loves you so much. She talks about you all the time. When you leave, she's like, it's Gabby's time to go with her dad, and I'm going to miss her. And now I got to sleep in y'all room because Gabby is not here. And she just loves you so much. She makes face. Yesterday, she was making a face. I said, okay, Gabby face. She was like, I know. I just want to be just like Gabby. I just want to be just like Gabby. I make all Gabby faces, and I'm going to keep on making them faces like Gabby. And it warms my heart because I get to see it. You know what I'm saying? I get to see you be a big sister, and I get to see you mature. In that way, like you said, it's a muscle that you flex it, and you mature in that way, and you get through to her in some ways that I can't. Like, you get to the bottom of it. When it's time to go to bed, you be like, Mom, I got her. Like, and she'll cry to me and do, you be like, Nugs, we not having that. It's time to go to bed. Like, and you get her together. And so I just wanted to tell you that you are a really, really good big sister, a really good big sister. So keep that up. All right. This is my last question, and if you have something to say after that, you can say it. So do you agree with the way Black and I parent you? Outside of your dad, on a normal day-to-day basis, do you agree with the way that we parent you?
When I get older, I'll understand the parenting tactics more, like the reason why y'all did certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes annoying, like, I would want something, right?
Yeah.
And you would agree to it. You would be like, yeah, that's cool. You could do it. But then Black would be like, I don't know about it. and then somehow I end up not doing it because he done flipped you. And then now y'all on the same team, which is good in y'all's space because y'all not arguing. But then I don't get what I want. Even though you just said, hey, you could do it. But then now, 5 minutes later, you totally against it. Like, you felt like that the whole time. And I'm just like, why? Why? Like, Black, just vibe, twin. Like, why would you do that? She was just all down for it. And now she done flipped it. Young. So
outside of you getting what you want, do you agree with the way that we parent you, the values and morals that we instill in you and your sister? Well, just you.
Yes, I agree with them. I don't understand them, but once I'm done with what I'm dealing with, I understand why y'all said that, and I agree with it and everything of that sort. Like, yeah. It's just, I'm
you,
just a...
Do you agree with us praying? I know sometimes you be tired at night, but do you agree with the reason why we all pray together at night?
Yes, I just was saying to Black before we went to bed, because he carried her in on her back, and I was like, Black, why aren't we praying no more? Like,
yeah, we haven't prayed. We haven't prayed in a couple of days. Yeah.
And then he was like, we'll work on that.
Yeah, he told me. He's like, yeah, we got to get back to praying. I said, what Royal says? So he said, nah, Gabby asked me. I was like, okay, it's been a few days. So, yeah, we got to get back to it. Is there anything that you want to say? Because we're about to close this up.
Okay. I appreciate you for bringing me on this podcast. I feel like this opened up new things, and we'll handle things differently from now on. It was very insightful, very fun. We laughed a lot during this podcast.
Yeah.
It was just everything. It's just our relationship on a wider scale, and yeah, everybody get to see how we really act on a day-to-day
how we
basis.
Vibe.
Yeah. You're crazy. But yeah, I just love you, Mom.
I love you too, Booby.
And I'm just really glad that, you know, we have this type of stuff. And I'm glad your mind works the way that it works to be able to have these type of things, and you being open to hearing things, open-minded, open to change, not shutting down everything that I say,
yeah,
even if it's wild. You just pointing me in the right direction, not shutting me down, but, you know. Everything.
I thank you for being my first guest. I thank you for assuring me and affirming me of how great of a mom I am to you. I thank you for also, you know, lifting me up on days that I don't feel like I'm liftable. You know what I'm saying? And I really love you so much. I love the way that you're able to articulate yourself. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of how you're excelling in cheer and fashion and SGA and all the things that you do in school. I'm so proud of how you're handling your friendships in school and how you are honing in on who you are and what you like, and that is not what everybody else likes. I'm glad that you are able to be yourself and show the world Gabby, and not a narrative that someone else has put on you. I'm grateful to call you my child, and I'm glad that you chose me when I got pregnant. I'm glad that it was you that I birthed. I'm glad that it is you all the time, and I'm glad that, you know, I get to witness greatness. I'm glad I get to witness how you are going to be a change maker and a life shaker when you get older. You already do it now, and you're just going to get even better, even wiser, even... And all the things, you're just going to get better. And so I'm excited that I get to say, that's my daughter. So I love you so much. And I thank you so much for being here, Boobie.
Thank you.
That's it, y'all. So that I am so grateful that y'all decided to join the community. Please make sure that you are liking, subscribing, and sharing the video with your community. Please let everybody know this is the place to be, because I don't know who this is for, but I'm sure it's for someone. I'll see you all again. Mwah!
I don't know who this is for. It may be for you. It may even be for me, but it's for somebody. So tune in. Wow, you should really be proud of yourself. That took a lot for you to share that. The fact that you are here and you are sharing this is amazing. I'm so proud that you decided to do this with me. Listen, healing takes time. We probably die unhealed, but as long as we start doing the work,